I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. We touched on several pieces of legislation that are currently in the hopper, but we started off with some of Ed's thoughts on how the year has gone in Lansing.
Unfortunately, it's been a very kind of lethargic and stingy year when it came to policy, good or bad, quite honestly. And I guess, you know, we did some really important work regarding the budget this year, and so I am proud of that. But it's been a tough year to get stuff done, and we've got these energy bills right now that we're going to give one more try this week and desperately try to keep people's utility rates from jumping up significantly here in January.
Yeah, that's that time of year here where also a lot of things can kind of go on hold, and then, well, then they pick it up again. What do you think of that energy particular, that legislation? You said one more go. What's your outlook for you?
Well, I think it's incredibly important legislation. It potentially could be the most important piece I've ever voted on in my 15 years. I think we have a good shot at it. We've been working very hard with my leadership in the Senate to find a landing spot that they can live with. They want a few changes from what the House passed. I think it boils down to them just not understanding how much work they did over in the House to get the bipartisan solution they had, and one that folks from the environmental community, got a lot of say in. And now the Senate's kind of hearing, because the goalposts have gotten moved by some of that same community, and they're worried that they're undoing the 2023 law when all we're really doing is just asking for more time for implementation and for the investment we made in 2018 and 19 with the natural gas to play out its natural life.
State Senator Ed McBroom here with us this morning. Speaking of bipartisan efforts, you have teamed up with Democratic Senator Jeff Irwin on a bit of legislation that is looking to create a new oversight committee. You've been working on oversight and transparency and such for a long time. Tell us about this legislation and what's it all about.
Yeah, Jeff and I have been working on this one for a couple years. We introduced a version of it last term as well. Really, he and I both see that oversight has been neglected so much that really the times it gets used the most are when it has a partisan motivation. Otherwise, aside from me, a lot of times it just kind of sits unused. Mm-hmm. And so Jeff and I had this idea to create standing, permanent oversight committees that have equal membership of both parties, that have to take up issues that members from either side want to take up that are on the committee. And we even looked at, ways to make the membership driven by the membership of the body rather than just the speaker or the majority leader. So we've been pushing this and want to leave, a legacy of turning the chambers into something better than we found them.
Well, it is a process, I'm sure, and I know we'll hear more about it, but as we wrap up here with you, just your thoughts as you go into the Christmas season here and everything, what's the message you want to send out to folks here back at back in the UP?
Well, you've got a great team of people, with the UP team that's working down in Lansing for everyone, and we so appreciate the community reaching out and working with us. The steel workers from the mine have been down numerous times. I know market ambassadors are coming down next month. And just all across the UP, we just have such hardworking people who are trying to make sure that the Upper Peninsula is thriving and doing better. And we're excited to work with folks, and hopefully we can make that difference in the future.
That's State Senator Ed McBroom with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.